Chapter 2, Puzzle. Every worldview has four elements. They help us to understand how the parts of a person's worldview story fit together. These four parts are called creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. Creation tells us how things began, where everything came from, including us, the reason for our origins, and what ultimate reality is like. Fall describes the problem, since we all know something has gone wrong with the world. Redemption gives us the solution, the way to fix what went wrong. Restoration describes what the world would look like once the repair takes place. Put in personal terms, worldviews help us answer the basic questions each of us struggles with sooner or later in our lives if we pause to think about the really important things. Where do we come from? What is our problem? What is the solution? How will things end for us? You might have noticed that these four words describing the elements of a worldview have a religious ring to them. There's a reason for that. Though more secular words might be substituted, I'll do that in just a bit. I think it's important for you to see that since worldviews represent such a fundamental understanding of all the important things about the world, a person's worldview is really part of his religion, even if it doesn't include gods, temples, Bibles, rituals, or the like. In this sense, even atheists have a religion, though they probably would not use that word to describe it. Every worldview means to tell a story like this one, a story of reality. It means to make sense of the way the world actually is, the world as we find it, not simply the world as we wish it to be. I want you to see something else about this worldview picture. When you were younger, you probably worked on puzzles. Maybe you still do. Puzzles are a good way to think about worldviews, since they are made up of lots of individual pieces, too. When the pieces are fit together properly, you're able to see the big picture clearly. Of course, to get the big picture precisely right, you have to work with all the right pieces. For example, God and Jesus and Moses and the law and grace and the cross and faith and a whole bunch of other things are all important pieces of the Christian puzzle. You can immediately see, I hope, that if you're missing pieces, if there are important parts you don't know about, or if you have pieces of other worldview puzzles mixed in by accident,